Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's happening, guys? What you're about to hear is a clip taken from one of our Patreon-exclusive podcasts as part of our 12 Pods of Christmas series. My guest today is William Mulhall, who is the owner of one of our main sponsors, Flow CBD. We chat about a lot of things in this particular podcast, about how we met, how we came to be sort of acquaintances and friends, and how we've come full circle to the point where they now sponsor the General Banter podcast. He has a lot of really interesting stories. He's got a knack for running into very famous people. So we've got some great stories in there, and I hope you enjoy it. Please welcome to the podcast, William Mulhall. Yeah. Any action on the lifeguarding down there?
In the 6 years I was there, I think I saved like three people. And then I went to New Zealand as an international
All Asian, like Bondi Beach, wasn't it? I thought I could swim. Have you ever swam before? No. See that? The guy's like, have you ever been in the water, mate? And he's like, I've never been in the water. I've never seen the ocean. And he's like, well, you're gonna die.
It's not the bath.
Yeah. How many people were the scenarios?
So like some of them were like injured, like most of them were like missing kids.
All right, okay.
Like the worst day I actually got promoted after this was like it was the 12th of July in Dundrum or something random like that. And I was lifeguarding on the beach, so the sun was like splitting the stones, and there was like 4,000 people on the beach.
Wow.
And we lost like six kids that day. Well, parents lost six kids and we found them.
In the water, like?
No, just like around the sand dunes, up the beach.
Chatting
like,
the Nile.
In the water. Yeah, chatting the Nile. Yeah, yeah. And yeah, so that's kind of what we did. And then when I went to New Zealand as like an international lifeguard, I like saved like six people within like 3 months or something like that, and so it was like a complete turnaround. Like it was like legit, and I got on TV for like saving kite surfers, and like I saved two little girls from drowning. They were out in the surf and the rip took them out, and I went in and got them. It was like the last patrol of the day, and we didn't really want to do it, but we're just like, we had a gut feeling to go down the beach, and went down and seen like this older lifeguard. He was like, do you see that? And I was like, no. And he's like them two girls, and I could just see like hands. I was like, holy shit. So I like jumped out, like didn't even take my shirt off, just grabbed the lifebuoy and run down the beach, like full Baywatch, and into the water, and just like threw it out to the girls, and they both grabbed onto it, and they were like 9 and 10.
Yeah.
And they grabbed on it, and I pulled them in. And as I was pulling them in, this woman ran up to me and she's like, did you just save my girls? And I was like, yeah, I guess so. And she just hugged me, and I was like, holy shit, this is like being a real lifeguard.
Did you not get all angry at her? Like, where the fuck were you?
I should have, yeah. No, it was just like, I let it go. Like, but yeah.
That's fucking terrifying. The sea scares the shit out of me. The sea, the thought of it scares me. And then when I get there, I'm like, you know, like, I think I want to go in the sea. But that's probably what everybody does.
Yeah,
I want to go into the sea. I've never swam before.
From a life of being at the sea, like we've learned to swim since we're like 4 or 5.
Yeah, you're always salty sea dogs, aren't you?
Yeah, we live right on the ocean, like, and so the sea's like the last wilderness.
You boys, you know, it's become very popular this year where people are like, you know, my life was falling apart and I discovered sea swimming, and you know, they're all into this breath work and everything. Because for ages I've seen you boys jumping into the sea and like Christmas morning or whatever it was, and I'm just like, you know, when you're like wincing watching the screen, it's like, oh, not even in a wetsuit, like
sat just in your sofa, but like
just in a pair of boxers. I was like, oh my god, I pissed watching it. You know? Like, I'm so cold at the thought of watching this.
Yeah.